Hello, my name is Paul Foster. I'm a Microsoft Technical Evangelist in the UK, and today I'm joined by Nathan.
Hi, I'm Nathan Roberts. I'm the Head of Software Development at Rainbird.
So we've been building chatbots, and when you're building a chatbot, you end up with this long procedural decision tree implementing your conversation. And that represents a lot of developer effort, but also a maintenance challenge. So the question is, how can we reduce the procedural programming and use something smarter like cognitive reasoning? And that's where Rainbird comes in. Nathan, tell us about Rainbird.
Okay, Rainbird is a rules-based inference engine, which allows an expert to come along, encapsulate their knowledge in a subject, which will then allow others without that knowledge to come along and ask questions of that knowledge map and retrieve the answer as if they were talking to the expert themselves.
So we're actually capturing your knowledge and then making it programmatically available so we can literally scale that
exactly,
expert.
Exactly. So we can put this into bots as well. There's an API which allows people to come and interact with our Rainbird knowledge maps through their own custom UIs if they wish to do so. But yes, in this case, we've looked to encase Rainbird inside a bot.
So let's have a look actually at Rainbird to start with and a knowledge map, and then we can look at how we're building that in to a bot framework dialogue.
Okay, so we always give a hello world example of Rainbird. So here we just have a very simple example where we ask of Rainbird, what language does a person speak? So we say a person, if they live in a country and we know the country's national language, we can say with a certain amount of certainty chances are that person will speak that country's national language. So then we can, within our knowledge mapping tool, we have a query section which allows you to actually run tests against what you've mapped so far. So in there we can click the run goal and allow us to put a makeup person into Rainbird, click continue. It will then ask us the question of where the person lives. By asking us that, it's basically using the rule the expert has put into Rainbird, we're trying to work out what answer we can give to the original question, what language does the person speak? So if we answer, for example, England, and continue with that, it will give us, with a basic example like this, a certainty of 75% that English is the language the person we entered actually speaks. We can then look back into the knowledge map, and we can see in this simple example the rule that has made that possible. So we have a look here. We can see a person speaks a language when, and then we use the subject, in this case a person, lives in a country, and the country's national language is the object. In this case we're using triple, so we're saying a subject, relationship, an object, and the object in this case is English. So we're able to say with a certainty, as we can see is set in Rainbird, that this person speaks this language with this certainty.
So here, you know, we can, in working with an expert, they're able to sit here, input these rules with different levels of certainty, therefore, you know, enabling us to deal with that sort of idea of fuzziness in coming to a decision.
Yes.
And build that out. So have we got? So have you got a more complicated example you can show?
Yes, for the hack days, we actually used this example. It's an instance where we have got some expert knowledge centered around recommending a bank account. So we've added many more concepts, many more relationships, and encoded the rules so that we could recommend, given a number of questions, what the best bank account would be, and we'll be able to see that once we see how the bot works with this map.
Okay, so let's have a look at our implementation of the Rainbird dialogue in the bot framework. So looking at our current solution architecture, we're using the bot framework, the bot connector, to host our bot and deliver it to a wide variety of clients. We start our dialogue using Lewis. So Lewis becomes our router. It's doing our natural language processing and determining where a question from the end user can best be serviced. So we're actually using Q&A Maker as well as Rainbird. So where there is a standard FAQ question being asked by the user, Lewis can direct to a Q&A Maker service which will deliver the appropriate response. But where we need to utilize that expert process, we can actually place the query with Rainbird. And then we're using the Rainbird API to be able to deliver a questions and answers dialogue to complete the Rainbird process.
The Rainbird conversation starts off with the start endpoint in our API, which allows you to effectively use your API key, which you get when you sign up to Rainbird. And that essentially works as your sign-in, as many APIs do. Then from there, you can tell Rainbird what it is you're asking of it. So that's what we call the query endpoint. So you will say, for example, tell me what language this person speaks. So that's your initial question. From there on, Rainbird will work through the rules, decide which best path to take to try and determine the next question to ask the user, or if there are no more questions to ask the user, it will actually come up with the final answer to your original question. Most scenarios we find actually require a number of questions. That's where Rainbird works best, because it's trying to answer a complex question and answer process. And then at the final point, when you do finally get your results, you can additionally examine the evidence tree. And that will show you the path that has been taken in Rainbird to come up with that final answer.
And that's a really unique selling point from the Rainbird perspective, because when you're actually trying to engage a user in this process, for example, recommending a bank account, you know, various regulatory authorities require that evidence tree to demonstrate why you recommended this, yes, this product. So being able to automate the delivery of that evidence tree suddenly makes Rainbird, with the bot piece, a very useful tool in those commercial scenarios.
Yes, there are many scenarios where we are asked, how can you show us why you gave this answer? And that's where, using a rules-based inference engine, you're actually able to narrow down exactly the path taken and display that to the end user if you wish to do so, so they can actually see why they got the answer they were given.
Okay, so let's have a look at the code we've written to implement the Rainbird dialogue and work through how it's working. So here we are in the code, and as you can see, we start with a Lewis dialogue that has several intent handlers coded up. We're only interested in this bank account intent as a demonstrator of our Rainbird query connection. We initiate a new Rainbird dialogue by providing a knowledge map ID and a JSON query string that defines the subject and the relationship, and out of the triplet that we're looking for, then the object is actually blank, so Rainbird will seek to find an answer to the missing object. We then forward the dialogue using context.forward so that everything moves forward with the Rainbird dialogue. The Rainbird dialogue is a pretty standard iDialogue implementation. There's little modification to enable the Rainbird session to be started. But fundamentally, we're running between message received async and the Rainbird post method. So obviously the message comes into message received async. We determine whether we have an existing Rainbird session running. If not, we actually call a start on the Rainbird session, providing a knowledge map ID to start that session against. And then we post our query into Rainbird, and Rainbird's response prompt is posted to the end user with the post async. So we then receive go down and look at the Rainbird post method, and we can then see that all we're doing is formulating the target URL that we're going to hit, and then passing the initial query, in this case, through to Rainbird using just a helper service, which is HTTP post. And then we get a response out of Rainbird. And the response can be a question, or it can be a result, or it can be an exception. So what we're actually doing here is we're expecting a question to come back in this instance. So we find that it's a question response, and we appropriately deserialize that response message, and we store some of that key attribute data into the user's conversational data state for this dialogue, and then we start to construct the appropriate prompt for the question. Now, in Node, we get a good number prompt and a date prompt, but in C# that functionality is not there, so I need to do more work building this out, which I can with the prompt recognizer. But we're mainly worrying about the production of a hero card here under concepts, where the Rainbird concepts holds a list of possible answers, and these are presented in a hero card to the user for them to select an appropriate response. That is then returned to the user as the output message, and then we get our message received again from the user, and this time round we have a Rainbird session established, so we move down into determining what form of response we actually had from Rainbird initially, so we can construct the appropriate answer. And this can be a first form question or a second form question, where we're seeking an object or seeking a subject in that relationship triplet that we were speaking about earlier. So we move down, we create our appropriate response for Rainbird, and we post it off to Rainbird again, knowing that the response from Rainbird will be delivered as the next output to the user. So again, we cycle through this, and this continues until the dialogue is finished, when it actually returns to the dialogue complete method in our Lewis dialogue class, and our message or our dialogue with the user is complete with a response to the actual question. Now I can actually run this up, so if I start running this locally, we are up and running, so I can start the emulator and I can ask our bot, you know, I need a new account, and then we're off into running our bot. And the first thing we get back is this multi-choice question of how important is it to save money? Well, really important. What my employment status is, I'm employed. Do I have an overdraft facility? Yes, I do. What's the monthly charge? Well, it's about £13. What other services do I have in my bank account? Well, I have car breakdown for sure. It's all included in the original cost, so I don't have any other costs associated with that. Is it important for me to have the same features in a new account? Certainly is. And how important is it for an overdraft facility? Well, it could always be important. How much of an overdraft do I want? 2,500. And now we're going to see Rainbird return, having utilized all the rules in its knowledge base to identify that the gold travel account is the most appropriate account for me with an 83% confidence. It lists some of the attributes of the gold travel account, but then presents me with a link to the evidence tree via this Y analysis. So I can click that and we move off into the Y analysis.
Yes, so this comes back to where we the expert has defined their rules. So this will show the path through the rules which were taken into consideration during that consultation we just had. Our final solution has been decoupled in the three sections. So our language section is going to be maintained by our language specialist. At the other end, our business rules are now within Rainbird and can be maintained over time and allowed to evolve. And finally, our developer is left to concentrate on the bot framework, meaning there's a big reduction in the responsibility for the developer, and the other two sections can evolve over time independent of one another.
So our C# and Node.js sample projects are available up on GitHub, and you can learn more about Rainbird from rainbird.ai, where Nathan will actually be publishing a detailed blog post guiding you through the solution and pointing you at further resources. Thanks very much for participating, Nathan.
Thank you, Paul.
And we'll see you all soon.